Well, hello, everyone. My name is John Paul. I'm the Senior Manager of Traffic Safety and Public Affairs for AAA Northeast, also known as AAA's Car Doctor. Over the past 5 years, nearly 3,500 people have been killed in crashes that have involved teen drivers. And this is the time frame between Memorial Day and Labor Day. We call it the 100 deadliest days. And this is when the number of crashes involving teen drivers historically goes up. The major contributing factors to those crashes are speeding, drinking and driving or other drug use, or distraction. And with us, we have Matt Fiorentino of True Motion. And Matt, your company has developed an app to try to keep not just teen drivers safe, but all drivers safe, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So True Motion at a high level is a smartphone driving data company. And basically what that means is that we can tell when you slam on the brakes, when you get into a car crash, and when you send a text while you're driving. And we can do all this just using by the sensors in your smartphone.
So your smartphone has, I mean, we think smartphones have a lot of capability in it now, but smartphones have more capability people don't realize, because as you're looking at acceleration and deceleration, and just the handling of the phone can give you some insight into what's going on behind the wheel, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So phones, if you really think about them, they're these amazing, powerful computers, and they have tons of sensors in there. So they have sensors that most people have never heard of, like the accelerometer, which measures how the phone will move throughout space. So when you're taking steps throughout the day and trying to get to 10,000 steps, that's the accelerometer at work. There's the gyroscope in there. So this measures how the phone is positioned in three-dimensional space. So if you're taking a photo and portrait and you move it to the side because you want a horizontal photo in landscape, that's the gyroscope at work. There's the magnetometer, which measures magnetic fields around the phone. That's what powers the compass. There's a barometer in the phone. So if you were to get into a car crash and the airbag would go off, the barometer measures the atmospheric pressure around the phone, so it'll be able to detect those types of things. So basically what we do is we measure the physics of the phone using all the sensor data, and we bring it all together. We use machine learning algorithms. So we've gone out and collected what's known as ground truth data. So we've had a lot of people go out and label different behaviors that they do. So when they're tapping on the screen or when they slam on a brake, we go out and collect all this ground truth data, and then we build machine learning algorithms on top of that. So when you go for a drive, it can just work automatically. So you don't need to press a button. You don't need to open the app. Basically, the app wakes up after you go for a drive. It turns on the sensors to understand if you're slamming on the brakes, if you're texting and driving. And then when you finish a drive, the sensors power down, and we do all this to conserve battery life. So at a high level, it's very automatic, and it's just totally based off of the phone sensors.
And it's really important that you mentioned that it saves battery life. I noticed in the past, like some of the traffic apps, for instance, sound really good, but they're running all the time. Yeah. And all of a sudden now your phone every, 4 or 5 hours, the battery's dead on it. So this is only working. So if you're in the house, your battery life's going to be the same as it always was. And if you're driving, that's when the app is going to kick on and start to work.
Exactly. So there were two main concerns just from the user experience point of view. One was battery life, and we talked about it's basically asleep until it detects that you're out and moving. So, I mean, there are a few things here to think about. Like when you detect that you're in a drive or you're in a car, you first need to understand, well, you're not on a boat or you're not on a bike or you're not on a train, because the app will wake up when you're going a certain speed. And so we use a lot of different methodologies to determine if you're on a bus or a train or a boat. And for example, if you get onto a bus, if you think about what a bus is, it's a very large metal box, right? Yep. So it's going to give off a very different type of magnetic wave than a car would. And through the magnetometer in the phone, you can pick up that kind of signal. And then the atmospheric pressure when you're getting up into the bus is going to be a little different than when you would get into a car. There would be a bunch of different Bluetooth signals. Maybe not today, but in general, if you're on a bus, many more than you would see in a car. So using all these different signals together, you can get a really good sense of when someone is in a car and when they're traveling. And so we fire up the sensors when we know that you're in the car and you're driving, and then we start looking at the actual behavior. The other thing that we looked at is just data usage, right? Because you don't want to kill people's data plans.
Right.
Although today I would say that that's less of an issue than it was 5 years ago, because most people have unlimited data plans. But still, we don't want to eat up a lot of data. So we have a couple of options there. One is that we just take the data from the trip and we wait until you're on Wi-Fi again to upload it to the cloud to do all the magic. But then even if you're doing it while you're out and about, the actual data from a trip is like looking at a photo on Facebook. So it's about the same amount of data usage for that. So battery isn't a concern. We're not killing the battery and we're not destroying anybody's data plan. So they can just go and download these apps and get all the rich insights about their driving behaviors from them without worrying about those other things.
Now, we're specifically focusing on teens at this point, but this is for the entire family, right?
Absolutely. So let me take a step back, because we do have this app that's available for families and teens, but our primary business is with auto insurers overall and other large organizations who have safe driving programs. So as a lot of people know, there are safe driving programs known as usage-based insurance, which is essentially where you can go and sign up. So Progressive is a customer of ours. You can go and sign up for this program with Progressive. You would download the app from Progressive, which we power, and then Progressive's customer would go out and drive around for a number of months. Once that period is up, we can say, yes, John, you're a safe driver, and Progressive says you're going to save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Mm-hmm. And the way these insurers work these programs is that they have different risk factors. So they can look at when you slam on the brakes, how much you drive, how often you drive, when you're driving throughout the day. So if you drive late at night, it's more dangerous. But then a lot of these insurers today are using distracted driving as a risk variable. And that's something that you can do with the phone that you weren't able to do before with just a hardware device that you would plug in the car. So that's our primary business. And that's open to anyone who has just insurance, which is essentially everyone. But then we also want to help people drive safer on the road, because TrueMotion was started because, our two founders met up in graduate school and both of their fathers were long haul truck drivers. And they wanted to create a company that would keep these guys safe on the road. And they eventually shifted to just driving in general. And our mission is to make driving safer and more affordable for everyone. So we have these usage-based insurance programs, which research shows if you download these apps and you're aware of your behaviors, you're going to drive safer, but then you can save a lot of money. In addition to this, for people who aren't interested in these UBI programs, we offer safe driving programs that are free for anyone to download. And that's what you were talking about. So this app is called TrueMotion Family, and it is for parents with teen drivers. And the idea here is that we asked parents with teen drivers what their top three concerns are for their kids. And this included everything from texting and driving to getting into a good school to depression and anxiety, et cetera. And the number one concern for these parents was texting and driving by far. It was around 80%. Everything else was in the 40s and below. So we thought about the experience of, okay, well, you could create an app where it's just the parent is tracking the teen's behavior all the time. And it's just kind of, you have this surveillance state in the household. But we found too, that when you talk to teens, a lot of them are just resistant overall to downloading an app that they're going to be essentially spied on for good behavior. But what they said was one of the biggest factors in getting them to put down the phone and to drive safer is their parents role modeling good behavior behind the wheel. And so they said when their parents talk about their own experiences with distracted driving and why they put down the phone, and then if they drive safely while their kid is in the car, that's going to be a really big leverage point to get the teen drivers to put down phones while they're driving. So we wanted the app experience to have both the teen driver as well as the parent driver and have a 360 degree view within the family. So the parent could say, hey, I saw that you drove distracted the other day. And the teen can say, well, hey, I saw you drove distracted this morning. And so they can have a conversation about what safe driving means and when it is safe to, what behaviors are safe in the car and what isn't.
That really makes a lot of sense. And you know, I've often said to parents that and this is a little bit of a stretch, but your kid has been watching you drive since the day they came home from the hospital. You know, hopefully yep. they're rear facing and that's not the case, but, but you know, in theory, that is the case. And the idea of modeling good behavior, as well as commentary driving, when your teen's in your car, you should be saying, oh, did you see that, you know, person on the bicycle up by the stop sign? Did you see this? Did, you know, and having that constant dialogue with your kid while they're in the car together really makes a lot of sense. Now, the, you know, we talked about speeding, drinking, drug use, distraction. Those are the three main causes of teen deaths on the road between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Is the app sophisticated enough where it can kind of say, oh, the car was swerving back and forth, that would be a result of marijuana use or something?
So we don't look into swerving. The, and essentially that we've developed a lot of these safe driving algorithms with our insurance partners. And that is driven by the risk factors that they look at to analyze how safe a driver is. And the core ones that we look at are, like I said, hard braking, mileage, just because the more you drive, the more you're exposed to risk on the road. When you're driving during the day, like I said, late at night is more dangerous. Speeding is another big one, harsh acceleration, and then distracted driving. And we've done a lot of studies to quantify the impact of distracted driving on risk. And if you look at all the variables that insurers analyze for risk behavior, if you look at the traditional variables like credit score and zip code that don't actually measure direct driving behavior, all of the direct behaviors are much more predictive of risk. Hard braking is like 1.7 times more predictive. Mileage is a lot more predictive. And then distracted driving is the most predictive factor out of everything that insurers are looking at to determine how risky a driver is. And so we don't look at swerving and try and associate it to drinking and driving or marijuana use or anything like that. But within the app itself, we can essentially identify where there were dangerous events. So if you were to open the app, you would see a map of your latest drives, and you'd be able to go into all those drives and there would be little dots on the screen, and you'd be able to tap on the dots and say, oh, I slammed on the brakes there, or I was distracted there, or was accelerated quickly there. And so I think over time, if parents and teens are vigilant about this, you can identify places where you might speed or you might slam on the brakes a lot. You might be coming down a hill and that stop sign surprises you every time for whatever reason. Or maybe you find yourself reaching for your phone. You're getting bored on a certain stretch of road. It's a country road. Nobody's in front of you. And you identify those kinds of things. And I think just knowing about your own behaviors and being aware of it, people are usually surprised of how distracted they are. And we've actually found that just being aware of actually just having these apps and being aware of how distracted you are, that can reduce your distraction. So we did this study across tens of thousands of users who had no idea how distracted they were. And what we found was that they were 25% more distracted in general than just people who knew how distracted they were. So just by the mere fact of having an app that tells you how distracted you are, you're going to drive less distracted.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And you mentioned when you open up the app and you see a map, can the app also be set up to sort of geofence a particular area where the parent may get an alert that you've gone outside of a certain area?
No, we don't do any location tracking like that. There are other apps out there that do much more location tracking. This was much more about the driving behaviors in and of themselves. Like we've looked at a lot of other app experiences out there where you're tracking the actual location and you get alerts if somebody goes out a specific geofence, like you said. What we found is that there is a ton of pushback from the teens and the parents saying, listen, I want my freedom to kind of go out and live my life. I know like you're concerned and you want us to be under your radar all the time. And our philosophy is like, you need to be aware of the dangers and you need to have that conversation. But if they turn off the app or if they start fighting against the app, then it's just going to be a really uphill battle to have that conversation in a way that isn't at a heightened level of just emotions and like you're spying on me and all these kinds of things that you see in the comments in the app store for these types of apps. So we've taken a more, I would say, low-key approach to just making people aware, allowing them to have these kinds of conversations.
Yeah, that's sort of why I asked the question. I was curious about that because that's what we hear from parents, that parents want to be able to track their kids, but we hear from kids that they want to be adults and they don't want to be tracked. And they're willing to, like you've demonstrated, they're willing to share that responsibility with the other drivers in the household and say, okay, you can put that app on my phone as long as you put it on your phone. So yeah, we know how we're doing as a group, as a family. And that makes a lot of sense. There's always concerns about security with apps, I downloaded an app this morning for something and, there was 6 pages of stuff that I scrolled through before I hit accept at the bottom and never read any of it,
exactly,
which is probably pretty typical for most people. Are there any privacy concerns and how have you addressed that?
Yeah, I mean, there are privacy concerns because we are tracking people's location. Right. It is core to how the technology works. It won't work without location turned on. So we are thinking about this actively and we try to make it as user-friendly as possible. So it isn't a surprise when you have one of our apps and it's tracking your location. That is very clear. You have to accept all the permissions before you get into that, and that right. won't work without right. it. So there are a couple of things with this. One is that there is a trade-off where you're getting the service of the app and you understand your safe driving behaviors. And we also have another app that detects when you're in a car crash and will get you help. That app is called Open Road. It's free on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. And that, you talk to 911 operators and they say the number one piece of information that you can give them when you call is your location. And so when you're talking about getting people help in a car crash, location is essential for that part of their experience. But then even, like I said before, for the actual technology to work, the location needs to be turned on. So we try and make the user experience really simple. We explain to them why we need their location. So we're educating people on the location use. And then we walk them through the process because today the operating systems will say, hey, this app wants to track your location. You say, okay, yep, I know. It's going to track my driving behaviors. And then it needs always on location. Okay, yep. Because we need to know when you're driving and if you're in the boat or the car, et cetera. Right. And so we take them through those steps. And a lot of times people will get a message a few days later from Apple saying, hey, did you know that TrueMotion Family was tracking your location over these 16 points in the past 48 hours? And a lot of times people will turn it off by mistake. They press the wrong button. They want to keep it on, but they're not absolutely clear how it works. And then what we do is we send them a note saying, hey, looks like you turned the app off. Like, did you mean to do that? And they say, oh, no. I really want the app on. I really like it. So let me get back in.
Yeah.
So people are very aware that the location is needed, that they need to turn it on. The other thing I would say is that you look at location concerns across the spectrum and teenagers they don't care if you're tracking the location. They put everything online. They're not worried. Parents, they're a little more aware of location and privacy concerns. But even there, like the trade-off for them is, okay, I get to know how my kid is driving. It's worth the trade-off. I think where you run into location issues is with the older demographic. A lot of older folks aren't very comfortable with technology, and this idea of being monitored while you're driving doesn't really appeal to them, which is fine. So they don't need to do these programs. I think we think about it as using location for good, and people can turn on these apps, have location, get help in a car crash, and monitor driving behavior.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. And, when we look at teen drivers and we know that, the most dangerous drivers on the road are, 16 to 24, 25. And part of that has to do with inexperience. And I can see how the app, especially, like you said, you could pinpoint certain things on the kind of map afterwards and say, oh, you just braked hard here. And it can help improve that driving. Some of it's that inexperience. Some of it is just the ability to not assess risk. I mean, we know that teens don't, because of the part of their brain that hasn't developed yet, doesn't fully develop until you're 25 or 26 years old. And because of that, you tend to be riskier when you're behind the wheel. So you add all those things together and you come up with a very dangerous situation for a teen driver. And, you know, having the TrueMotion app and the Open Road app combined together to try to not just improve driving, but also in a worst case scenario, be able to alert 911 and be able to let the right people know what happened, just is one way that we can help, you know, take this 100 deadliest days and try to make it safer.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that we've seen too is that patterns emerge in the driving behavior. So one thing, like you mentioned, the death among teens before, we see that teens are much more distracted than other populations. So throughout the TrueMotion Family app, we see that teens are 50% more distracted than their parents. It's a huge amount.
Yeah.
We also see that teens will start driving more distracted late at night. What are they doing late at night? They're going out to see their friends. They're making plans. They're using apps to message back and forth. We've also seen that during the summer, the 100 deadliest days of the year, that is the most distracted period of the year. During the winter holidays, Thanksgiving is the most distracted day of the year, right? So I think identifying these moments in time when distraction peaks and you say, okay, well, we know that people are going to see friends or family. Send them a note ahead of time. Don't send them if you're in traffic. You know, take a look, like take these preventative measures because you know that it's going to happen. You're in the car, there's traffic, you're going to let them know. And while you're not looking at the road, you're going to smash into the person in front of you. So using this knowledge that you've built by looking at the app, knowing that the deadliest days of summer are coming, just be more aware of it. And when your kids are going at night, just make sure they make their plans before they step out the door.
No, very good advice. If people want more information about TrueMotion, what's the web address and how do they download the app?
Yep. So the web address is trueMotion.com. And then you can find the app on any of the app stores. Just look for TrueMotion Family or Open Road.
Matt, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your day and joining us. And together we'll try to take this 100 deadliest days and make it the 100 safest days.
Thanks, John. Great spending time with you.
Thank you.